I'm joined again by Rhonda Reif. We talk about ways to live with the seasons. We talk about ways to feel better. We talk about methods that you can use, natural ways to improve your health. And we're going to be talking about some of those things right now because it is summer, or it will be summer very soon. The summer solstice. And I think we talked the last time, remember when we talked to Rhonda about the winter solstice. And we talked about actually SAD, seasonal affective disorder. Well, it's sort of the other end of the spectrum here. If you have summer coming, summer does have some health challenges too, though, doesn't it?
It does. On the solstice, which is going to be June 20th, we're going to change seasons, from spring, which is ruled in Chinese medicine by liver, gallbladder. And we're going to switch into the heart, small intestine season. And what happens with Chinese medicine, there's five elements. They actually have five seasons, two summers. So we're going to be in the first summer. But each season goes with a different emotion, color, a different planet. It deals with different health issues, a different time of day. And those particular organs then that are happening, like the pair, the heart and the small intestine, are going to then be the focal point. So you either may have really good health in those things, or that's the time that things are going to flare up that have that sort of problem. And so just to kind of go over a little bit with that, small intestine also deals with skin health. So you might notice some things that are going on with your skin. And of course, you know, in the summer, you have to be protective of your skin, you know, if you get too much out into the sun. And the time of day that rules the heart is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the small intestines is from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And when you think about it, everybody warns you, you know, like, those are the most intense times of the day to be out in the sun, and everything is from, like, noon to 2, right? So that kind of goes along again with the Chinese medicine, that you're most likely for those particular areas to be affected or have a flare during those times. Now, also, to go along with the heart, the pericardium and what's called the triple warmer in traditional Chinese medicine, they have a part in it too, because pericardium, you know, surrounds the heart, and then the triple warmer or the triple heater helps to regulate the body temperature. And that's one of the things that we also have to be very aware of during the summer, that we don't get overheated. And those particular times of day are going to be from 7 to 9 p.m., and then the triple heater again would be then from 9 to 11. So that's when you might start to feel like maybe you got overheated. You know, maybe that's when the sunburn really gets really hot. You're starting to feel more of that heat in your body. And so some ways with traditional Chinese medicine that you can make sure that you're staying healthy and you're, you know, maximizing your energy and all of those things during this time is to eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, especially berries and melons, because they have a really cooling factor. They have a lot of water, natural water in them. And watermelon in Chinese medicine is one of the perfect foods because it is both green and red. Like, it has that complementary color going on there. So the green is the cooling, and then the red is also going to be that hydration, and it's going to give you those nutrients and things with that too. So, and then fresh vegetables, especially the green vegetables, things like sugar snap peas, bok choy, lettuce, cabbage, herbs like dill and mint, cucumbers. Cucumbers are really, really great, because they can hydrate you, and you can even actually put cucumbers in your water to give you extra nutrients and help it to be, you know, have more of an alkaline thing, but it also hydrates you more too. So, and they always say, you know, like, put cucumbers on your eyelids if you want to cool down. That's one of those things too that can really help you regulate the body temperature with that. And again, best things to avoid are going to be those heavy things like fried greasy foods, because now you are, you know, coming into the lighter months of the summer, so you don't want to have that heaviness, that things that are weighted down and that. And then also try to cut back on the red meat and eat more seafood, more fish. Those things, of course, you know, they come from the sea, which is water. So, again, they're going to be cooling and help to help, you know, maintain more of that health through the summer and stay cool and refreshed. And dairy. Dairy can have a very heating effect on the body as well. So these are ways to sort of help you stay cool from the inside, and then take precaution that you're not, you know, getting overheated from the outside. And also it deals with the summer season. The first summer season deals with healing emotional wounds. And especially, you know, when you think of that, like wounds of the heart. So the emotional heart, where maybe you're feeling like you haven't had the kindness bestowed on you, or maybe you have some forgiveness that you want to embrace, or that you also want to just be kind to yourself, or you're dealing with some kind of a past trauma that's happened to you. So look for those kinds of things to come up within your psyche or in your life or whatever that you're dealing with too during this summer month, you know. And one of the best things that you can do is sit around like a bonfire, because the fire element is the element for the beginning of summer, the first summer. So anything fire related is going to provide nurturing, calmness, relaxation. It's going to be sort of meditative or introspective. So that's a really good thing to do it. And laughter. Laughter is one of the sounds that is really important for the summer months, and it also is very healing. And again, it's ruled by the planet Mars. It is the color red, and it deals with the yang energy. The emotion is joy, and the taste is bitter. So again, any of those kinds of bitter herbs, those kinds of things, you're gonna be more attracted to it as well. But hydration is really important. Doing things that are things that you love, that bring you joy from the heart, because again, the emotion is joy. So those are some things that you can kind of do to help you with that. And people don't realize that in ancient Chinese culture, you know, we're talking centuries ago, that acupuncture treatments were, you know, Chinese medicine were given every change of season. And if you, as a person, went and received your update or your, you know, your every five seasonal session acupuncture treatment, that it was so powerful that you would not get sick. And if you did get sick, the acupuncturist then had to treat you for free. So, and we're talking, this is hundreds and hundreds of years ago. It's not today. But imagine what would happen with our medical system if it was like that, right? If we did these five, you know, health things every year, and if we got sick, then they had to treat us for free. I think that there'd be a total shift in our reality of how we view wellness, right? That's how this all started. And it is really healing, and it's really important that you do that, that you do this sort of thing. And I actually have this particular program/device machine where we actually now can do a special session where it helps to balance the particular energies for which season that we're in. And so that is a special that I have going on this month, too.
We talk a lot about vitamin D, and we talk about vitamin D and sunshine. And if there's any time you have as much possible sunshine as you can have, maybe too much, vitamin D. So I'm going to guess the basis seasonally, you got to be getting your most vitamin D of the year right now, isn't it?
For the colder climates, yes. And we only really need 15 minutes of sunshine in order to help maximize that vitamin D. And people don't realize vitamin D is actually a hormone. And it has about 700 different functions that it works within the body. So it's really important. And the best way to get it is through the sun. Now, again, you're not going to get it if you have a lot of sunscreen slathered on you. But I'm not saying don't go out without sunscreen. What I'm saying is 15 minutes of that, you know, permeating within your skin and all of that. And even in the winter months, you know, they say that even 15 minutes of sunshine, it's not about the heat. It's more about the actual rays. But, yes, the sunshine is going to be more prevalent. It's going to be closer to us than... And we're going to have more benefit of it now, which is why so many people, I think, go south for the winter, right? Because they want to get to where the sunshine is all year round.
It is indeed. So summertime, what is it, summertime when the living is easy? Well, I think this is also the time of year people tend to take summer vacations, particularly if you're a teacher or any of the other things that my wife is a teacher. So summer is when we do tend to go and do things. And we've got a special guest that's joining us, too, right? Is that correct?
I know.
It's okay.
He's normally so quiet, you know, but for people that don't follow me on Facebook, I've had two pets that have died in, you know, just within a month of each other, because they were 14. They're getting to that age, and you're hearing Justin in the background, and he's 15. So he's just not kind of, you know, things aren't quite the way that they used to be, you know, with those other pets that are gone. So...
Anyway,
yeah, he's telling us that everybody needs a vacation.
I guess so. Well, it's a vacation time, and it is a vacation season. But it is, again, summer is interesting to me about the acupuncture and the Chinese. And they do that. There obviously must be some very special technique that you use for each season. And I'm going to guess a different technique for each season in acupuncture. Would that be the right way to look at it?
Yes. Because what happens is that, Steve, do you want me to go get him?
No, that's okay. We're fine.
Okay. What happens is that each organ has different meridian points. So you would do a different section if you're working for a spleen imbalance as opposed to if you were looking at kidney or liver or gallbladder. And again, with Chinese medicine, it's not about the actual. Like, that doesn't mean that you actually have a gallbladder problem. Because a lot of people say, well, I can't have a gallbladder problem because my gallbladder is removed. It's not about that. It's about the energy of what that organ does for the body. So as we go into heart, you're going to see people that are going to have more things like heart attacks. They're going to have more things where it's going to affect them more. Like, they're going to say, oh, my heart is broken that this happened. Or you're going to hear them talk about things like that. They're going to have problems with circulation. And again, it could be that they have better health. It could be that it affects them adversely, right? So, and with circulation goes things like varicose veins and different things. You're going to see those kinds of things that are going to come up. Maybe they'll get an infection that's more bloodborne as opposed to something that's in the lungs. And the lungs are over the season in the fall. So that's when you see increases in instances of things like pneumonia, the cold and flu, bronchitis, all of those things. So it doesn't mean you still can't get it in the summer. It just depends upon if you have a particular weakness in a different organ. But each season affects those organs differently. So that's the one that sort of like the spotlight is shown on for each different season. So if you went to an acupuncturist, because I've had lots of acupuncture, I absolutely love it. And it's unfortunate that Iowa doesn't really have the openness of acupuncture availability that places like California or Florida do. Because I only will go to a traditional Chinese medicine acupuncturist.
Wow, it is a big, as I said, acupuncture is, you know, it's fascinating to hear about this. But again, it is summertime. It is the time, and we've got, as I said, those. It sounds to me like if you've got watermelon and cucumbers, you've got most of what you absolutely positively need to have to get the very best for you, to feel the best, and to live the best during the summertime. And again, summer solstice, and watch your heart, and also be sure to check out Rhonda Rife. And if you want to go to your website and find out all the information, it's just Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Rife, R-E-I-F, .com. Put them together, and you'll find a myriad of things that you can do and learn and find, and also things that are available for you to use all online. Is that right?
Absolutely. And again, the special for this month is that session is going to be half price plus a free consultation. So it's a really good deal.
All right. And a very special thanks to our very special guest, your dog, who wished
in the show.
and again,
I'm sorry about that for listeners, but
that's fine.
I love my dog.
Oh, that's fine. No, it's fine. Dogs are, he has a summer too. So you have a great day, and we'll talk to you again in the month of July. How about that?
Great. Thanks.